New York Times, No Pattern of Sexual Misconduct by Biden. By Joel B. Polak on April 12, 2020. The New York Times published an account of Tara Reid's allegations of sexual misconduct against then-Senator Joe Biden, Dita, concluding that there was no pattern of sexual misconduct by Biden beyond hugs, kisses and touching that women previously said made them uncomfortable. Reid filed the criminal complaint late last week in Washington, D.C., alleging that in 1993, when she worked for Biden as a staffer, he pushed her against a wall and forcibly penetrated her with his fingers, according to a report by Business Insider. Biden has denied the allegations. The Times summarized its own investigation and findings on Twitter in a thread. Tara Reid, a former Senate aide who last year accused Joe Biden of inappropriate touching, has made an allegation of sexual assault against the former vice president. A spokeswoman for Biden said the allegation was false. The New York Times, at New York Times, April 12, 2020. Soon after Tara Reid made the allegation, in a podcast interview released on March 25, the New York Times began reporting on her account and seeking corroboration through interviews, documents and other sources. pic.twitter.com/6new5a1s. The New York Times, at New York Times, April 12, 2020. A friend said Tara Reid told her the details of the allegation at the time. And another friend and a brother of Reid said she told them over the years about a traumatic sexual incident involving Biden. The New York Times, at New York Times, April 12, 2020. No other allegation about sexual assault surfaced in the course of our reporting, nor did any former Biden staff corroborate Reid's allegation. We found no pattern of sexual misconduct by Biden beyond hugs, kisses and touching that women previously said made them uncomfortable. The New York Times, at New York Times, April 12, 2020. On Thursday, Tara Reid filed a report with the Washington, D.C. police, saying she was the victim of sexual assault in 1993. The public incident report does not mention Biden by name, but she said the complaint was about him. The New York Times, at New York Times, April 12, 2020. Read our full report, including what Tara Reid told the Times in interviews with At Lehrer and At Melbourne Cole. The New York Times, at New York Times, April 12, 2020. In the article, the Times reported a pattern of unwanted conduct, then concluded there was no pattern of sexual misconduct. Last year, Ms. Reid and seven other women came forward to accuse Mr. Biden of kissing, hugging or touching them in ways that made them feel uncomfortable. Ms. Reid told the Times then that Mr. Biden had publicly stroked her neck, wrapped his fingers in her hair and touched her in ways that made her uncomfortable. Soon after Ms. Reid made the new allegation, in a podcast interview released on March 25, the Times began reporting on her account and seeking corroboration through interviews, documents and other sources. The Times interviewed Ms. Reid on multiple days over hours, as well as those she told about Mr. Biden's behavior and other friends. The Times has also interviewed lawyers who spoke to Ms. Reid about her allegation. Nearly two dozen people who worked with Mr. Biden during the early 1990s, including many who worked with Ms. Reid, and the other seven women who criticized Mr. Biden last year, to discuss their experiences with him. No other allegation about sexual assault surfaced in the course of reporting, nor did any former Biden staff members corroborate any details of Ms. Reid's allegation. The Times found no pattern of sexual misconduct by Mr. Biden. The Times was careful to place the allegations in context by noting past allegations against Donald Trump. President Trump has been accused of sexual assault and misconduct by more than a dozen women, who have described a pattern of behavior that went far beyond the accusations against Mr. Biden. The president also directed illegal payments, including $130,000 to a pornographic film actress, Stormy Daniels, before the 2016 election to silence women about alleged affairs with Mr. Trump, according to federal prosecutors. The Times coverage drew scorn from critics, who noted that the paper, along with the rest of the mainstream media, had been only too willing to believe salacious and uncorroborated claims of sexual misconduct against Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh. Biden is the presumptive Democratic Party nominee for president after Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, suspended his campaign last week. Joe B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His new book, Red November, is available for pre-order. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoePolak.